هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا. Considering the current coronavirus situation in Melbourne and other cities in Australia, Melbourne International Film Festival organisers have made a tough decision to cancel in-cinema audience attendance. There are quite a variety of films to choose from, including a few Kurdish films, one of which is being Sabaya, directed by Hogar Haruri. Kate Fitzpatrick, a senior programmer at Melbourne International Film Festival, otherwise known as MIF, is with us from Melbourne and will be speaking to us about the festival changes as well as the Kurdish-themed titles. Kate, thank you for joining us on SBS Kurdish.
Thank you very much for having me.
Kate, is this the first time you're featuring Kurdish films?
No, we have featured Kurdish films at MIF in the past, most recently in 2013 with a film called My Sweet Pepperland. But I think this year might be the highest number of Kurdish films in the one festival, because we have four films featuring this year.
Could you just briefly talk to us about those four films, please?
So one is the incredible Sabaya that you just mentioned, which is really quite a remarkable film. Another film is called This Rain Will Never Stop by Alina Gorlova, which is a documentary talking about, focusing on a family that's been torn apart by war and follows one man, Andre Suleiman, as he struggles to make a living now, but also reconnect with family who've been dislocated. Notono by Gianfranco Rossi is a really quite astonishing documentary looking at the effect of war on families. There's a very moving scene of a woman standing in a prison cell where her son was tortured, and also talking to children who've been affected by witnessing violence directly. And lastly, The Wasteland by Ahmad Bahrami, which is a feature film about a brick factory that's being closed down. And it follows this one character who's a mediator between the bosses and the workers. It's got this kind of Rashomon style to it, where the scene is shown in different vignettes from different people's point of view.
What was the reason behind featuring Kurdish films this year, Kate?
It's really down to the quality of the films. All of them are just so striking in their own way that's really what it comes down to, is trying to feature films from this particular region. But the fact that they're in such high quality, it makes it a very easy choice to program them.
Kate, what can people expect from the film festival this year?
Well, as you mentioned, sadly we've had to cancel our in-cinema screenings, but thankfully from the outset we had planned to have films available online as well, so that is still continuing. That's a perfectly COVID-safe way to present our festival, and really nice aspect of it is that it's available all around Australia, so everybody can tune in to MIF Play from wherever they are in Australia.
How has the festival changed to adapt to COVID-19? You've just mentioned COVID-19.
Yeah, so, last year we made the decision very early on to simply run the festival online, which worked very well. Sadly, this year we thought we might be able to do a hybrid, but the fact that we have put this plan in place means that we've been able to respond to the ever-changing landscape. And you know what it's like with COVID, things can change so quickly that we've been fortunate enough to be able to pivot quite quickly to respond to it. And I dare say it'll be a feature of the festival in the future as well.
How do you reach your audience during these difficult times?
We have a pretty intense social media presence. We post a lot on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We send out e-newsletters on a daily basis throughout the festival to reach people. And we've been featuring in the local press as well. Our artistic director's been interviewed by The Age this week, and he's been on the news. So I think, we're very much out there getting the message out that while MIF is cancelled in cinemas, we're very much still proceeding online and for people to tune in.
I guess the benefit of being online is everybody in Australia or worldwide can watch.
Well, it's geo-blocked to Australia, except for our XR program. We have a virtual reality program that's gone completely online as well, and that is available worldwide. But the MythPlay films are available Australia-wide.
Where and how can people watch the films?
So if you go to myth.com.au, at the top of the website there is a button called MythPlay, and if you click on that you'll be able to see all of the films that are available online, and you can purchase tickets through that as well.
And what are the dates of the festival?
Well, we've been running for a week now, and the festival goes right up until Sunday, August 22nd.
Kate Fitzpatrick, Senior Programmer at Melbourne International Film Festival, thank you for taking the time and being with us on SBS Kurdish.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Like baka, para baka, te biniya khabinifsina. SBS Kurdi lisar Facebook bishobina.